from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Live from downtown San Francisco, this is 95.7 The Game.
You bet your butt it is. Ah, this just feels right today. Hi again, everybody, alongside Evan Giddings, Jersey Ken, back again behind the glass.
Yes, sir.
Good morning to one and all. For the next 3 hours, we got you covered. We'll talk local sports. We'll get into Klay Thompson scrubbing an account. Uh-oh. The NBA Finals suddenly are going to see a Game 5. And, of course, the San Francisco Giants continue their series with the Angels. But we start things with what else, Ev? My partner on Warriors this week, Golden State Warrior basketball, dominating the calendar year-round, the latest being one Klay Thompson. Your initial thoughts?
Well, first of all, it's really glad to have you. I'm really glad to have you back in the saddle, Dan, because, I don't know, we get to do a little switcheroo every once in a while Saturday. Got to keep things fresh, got to keep people on their toes, and I feel like that's exactly what Klay Thompson's doing. He's trying to keep people on their toes by unfollowing the Warriors, by, it also appears, removing pictures involving the Golden State Warriors for the last couple of seasons from his IG, and I also think it's a perfect place to start, Dan, because you are someone that is able to operate outside of the social media sphere. So I'm very curious what your thoughts are on this, because I know how I feel. I feel like it's either something that people perceive as being, I don't know, like a Gen Z move, or maybe it's strategic because this is what just what athletes do nowadays. But as somebody who I would like to think, and I believe kind of live social media free, like, what do you think of when you hear an athlete saying, oh, I'm just going to unfollow the team that I've been following the last 12 years?
Well, I think it's what's trending right now in step one, to let the other team know, to throw that first shot across the bow that you're disgruntled, that it's now official, you're disgruntled with the team. But I'm going to turn things back on you.
Uh-oh.
Because you live in this world, and what I want you to do for the audience and people like myself is to detail the thought process for somebody who is a millennial, a Gen Z, somebody who lives in that social media world with an Instagram account and everything that that means in terms of what the message is blatantly, what the subtle message is. What is it that Klay Thompson is trying to reveal, not only to the Golden State Warriors, but to everybody else out there that's listening?
Well, I do think it is a strategic move, and it's probably one also that he's discussed with his agent. Free agency's coming up. It's a couple weeks away. July 1st is that. Oh, it's open season. Everybody gets to determine, you know, where they go, what they want to do. And it does feel like Klay Thompson hadn't necessarily had the ball in his court, right? All we've discussed this offseason is how many years for Klay, at what price tag, does he fit, is he still a shooter at this caliber, is he declining, where is he going to go, what can he do, who can he help? And now it feels like with this move, it kind of turns the ball back towards him. It gives him, I think, a little more leverage. And it also, I think, affirms what a lot of people had been feeling about Klay, which he was disgruntled. He wasn't happy. And so I think it's twofold. Number one, it's strategic because you can use it as leverage. You can use it as bargaining power and saying that I don't, you know, I just want to let you guys know that I'm not necessarily fawning to be a Golden State Warrior. I want to be one, but I don't have to be one. And then secondarily, I also think it's kind of a Klay Thompson move. Like, who else on the Golden State Warriors would scrub their social media than Klay Thompson? Like, that to me does scream Klay, because we know he gets in his feelings a little bit from time to time. He's a very emotive person. He's very genuine. He feels down to earth. He feels like one of us, which is, I think, a big reason why people love Klay Thompson. But it also is very fitting that of the elder statesman on the team, I mean, Draymond didn't scrub his social media. I don't know if Steph, well, I don't know if Steph ever would, but it feels like something that Klay Thompson would do.
Well, let me ask you this. In terms of level of importance, staying within that sphere of social media and specifically your Instagram account, in level of 10, it's imminent that he wants out. One being that, you know, this isn't a big deal. It's just for, you know, it's the middle of the summer and he's being Klay Thompson, and maybe he had a few fatties and he's sitting on his deck out in Tiburon and he's like, let me just mess with people. Again, for somebody who sort of lives much more closely in this world than do I,
yeah.
What is the level of importance? How important should, say, Warrior fans, the Klay Thompson fans of the world this morning, what is the message that they should be reading into this? Hmm. Is this Klay Thompson saying, I want out? Is this Klay Thompson just having fun at our expense? Just exactly gauge and take us through what it means to scrub your account in terms of this actually coming from push comes to shove, and that he wants to go out. He wants out the door. What does this mean?
Well, I don't think many people have used social media scrubbing or unfollowing as an employment tactic, like as a business tactic. But I think a lot of people can relate to it from a relationship perspective. You know, maybe there's somebody that you used to be with, or that, you know, you're trying to get the attention of, and you can use social media just to let them know how you're feeling. It is a very Gen Z move. I don't even know if it's a millennial move, because a lot of people out there wouldn't necessarily do that. But I think it's something like, all right, so if I'm kind of going through some ups and downs with a certain person, and I want to get their attention, and I know that they're somebody who pays attention to social media. I think the NBA is the most social media driven league, perhaps outside of the NFL, that we have. But one of the reasons why everybody's glued to the offseason, I think more than any other major American sport, is because of moments like this. It's because there's drama, because there's certain, I don't know, just breadcrumbs that you can follow to a place of, well, is Klay Thompson going to be here? Is he not? What I would say to Warriors fans is, I don't think that this social media scrubbing affects his contract situation one iota. I think at the end of the day, Klay Thompson is going to decide if he wants to be a Golden State Warrior or not. This is just a reminder to me that, hey, if I want to leave, I can. And I don't have a problem doing it. But it doesn't mean that he wants to. Again, we saw Debo Samuel, yeah, Brandon Ayuk. People have scrubbed their social media before and remain with their team. So does it affect the way that I look at Klay Thompson's future in Golden State? It doesn't change the fact that I do believe it's a 50-50 call right now, no matter what. Pre-social media, post-social media. But it does feel now like, Dan, as opposed to before, the ball is in his court a little bit more. And I feel like that's the message that he's trying to send. Like, I still have the power in this. I still am what people, I don't know, want me to be, which is, you know, a four-time champ, a Hall of Famer. I still am that guy. And I just feel like it's kind of a subtle reminder of it.
All right, so you asked me how I perceive all this social media and somebody scrubbing their account for a guy that typically doesn't live in that space. I think it's a really weenie move. Not on the part of just specifically Klay Thompson, because I understand Klay is just, and hey, listen, it might have been one of his agents blowing into his ear. But this is how things are done in professional sports these days. I don't know that it necessarily means anything. Kyler Murray scrubbed his account.
Remember exactly. That?
I think it's just one of those where you're just letting people know. It's sort of the first, it's almost as though it's the first step in negotiations. You mentioned Debo Samuel. A.J. Brown scrubbed his account. He went back to Philadelphia, signed a new deal. It's almost as though it's the first ploy. Mm-hmm. It's the first move in the chess game. Like, okay, let's move our pawn. Let's get this thing going. Let's let them know we're dissatisfied. More importantly, let's make this a little bit public and let everybody else out there know, the unwashed masses, that I'm unhappy and or read between the lines that the Golden State Warriors are not offering me a contract or they're not negotiating in good faith. However it is that you want to perceive that. But to me, in 2024, I don't like it. It's ridiculous. It's a weenie move in order to handling your business. But I understand. It's the way things are done these days. To me, it's just the first step of what is going to be now the ongoing bartering and the back and forth between the two. Here's the one thing that I think everybody would like to see, hopefully, is avoided and is avoidable. And there's, you don't want this to get ugly. You don't want Clay scrubbing things and this to be a back and forth where Clay's like, screw you, and the Warriors are like, you know what, Clay, thank you so much. And this becomes one of those, I'm out of town, and let me just go anywhere else because the Golden State Warriors did me wrong. And I think sort of the initial knee-jerk reaction is that Klay Thompson's unhappy and he wants out. That's not the way this thing should end. Okay, even if he goes to another team, which I think is there's a strong, strong possibility.
Definitely.
You want that to be as amicable as possible. Four titles. He's been with one team since 2011 when he joined the squad. It's one of the more epic runs of all time in terms of the foundation. You don't want this thing to go down this road.
Well, and that's why, to your point, Dan, I don't think Clay is feeling the love. Like, I don't think that he's feeling the love that he believes that he deserves. Because he is a four-time champ. Because he is a future Hall of Famer. And generally, those players are taken care of. But I'm kind of with the 408 here. John from San Jose on the Xfinity Mobile text line. It is childish. It's an immature move that is also a shot across the bow.
Yeah.
It's a harmless shot across the bow. But that doesn't mean that it isn't childish. It doesn't mean that it isn't immature, especially for somebody who's 34 going on 35 years old.
And pulling down $43 million a year.
I mean, seriously. Yes, you're going to have to take a step back financially. Yes, you're probably going to have to take a step back as far as your role. These are all things that Klay Thompson's been wrestling with for the last 2 years since he returned from two horrific injuries. That's not going to change. And so this tactic to me is, in one sense, harmless, because I don't think it affects his contract situation. But I think it's also something that he's letting us know that he doesn't necessarily need Golden State. I think he wants to be needed, or he wants to feel needed, and he's not feeling like it right now.
But isn't this the first sign and the most blatant and obvious omen that he does need the Golden State Warriors? Usually, if you're secure, you don't do things like this. To me, this is the biggest sign of insecurity, trying to prove to people that I don't need the Golden State Warriors, where we all know at the end of the day that you don't want to leave Tibron, you don't want to leave Steph, you don't want to leave the people that you know in this area. You sure as hell don't want to go to Orlando and be in that part of the world, right? We've talked about that. I don't even think he wants to go to Philadelphia. You get to a certain point in your life where, as an NBA player, where you've made your money and you got the bag a couple of times over, it becomes a matter of quality of life. Just like I don't think LeBron James is ever leaving L.A., right? He's got everything in L.A., especially when you talk about Hollywood.
Don't let the Suns get brawny, Dan. Don't let the Suns get brawny.
By the way, that draft is coming up, and I don't know where I'll be, but I'll make sure as hell to contact you when Bronny goes in that second round to somebody.
To the Golden State Warriors.
So I think that Klay Thompson is showing that, to me, if you're just to look a little further than just this obvious, again, I agree with the text line that this is a childish move. Klay should be above this. I mean, for the younger players that are looking to get that first contract.
Though? Like, why?
If you're A.J. Brown, you're Kyler Murray, you're still young, and you still want to get that first deal, he's made his money. He's a little older. It's the Warriors. You've won titles with these guys. You know everybody in the front office. Like, this is, go call up Kerr. Just tell somebody that you're unhappy. I think Klay should be above this. This is something that, yeah, you would see another player who's maybe in his early 20s that's looking for his first big contract that knows this is part of the negotiating ploy. I just like to think that maybe if this is Jordan Poole or if this is a younger player with the Golden State Warriors, that they do this. But Klay Thompson, Steph, Draymond, Looney, come on, guys. Aren't we above the fray a little bit?
I mean, you would hope so, but, you know, Clay is... This is a quintessential Klay Thompson move, I believe. Like, I would not put scrubbing social media, even before it happened, above Klay Thompson, because that's kind of the person... Like, he doesn't speak publicly. He doesn't go out and create firestorms publicly. He's a passive-aggressive dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the guy that is going to take shots at, you know, a journalist who comes at him with a certain tone, who, you know, he doesn't really feel like it it depends on the day with Klay Thompson. He might wake up today and regret completely scrubbing his social media, but he woke up yesterday and felt like he was going to do it.
Yeah.
Or maybe he was on his deck in Tiburon, like you're talking about, smoking a J, thinking about life and going, huh, it'll be kind of funny.
Yeah.
If I just unfollow the Golden State Warriors, take down these photos, maybe he also wanted to reorganize his feed. I don't know. Maybe he didn't want to see enough bad. Maybe he didn't want to see Golden State Warriors, you know, associated images or videos or reels on his timeline. I mean, maybe he was trying to reorder his social media engagement. I don't know. Klay Thompson is. Trying to guess what Klay is going to do or the reaction that he's going to have to perceived slights to me is an activity that's going to lead you nowhere, or it's going to lead you in circles. And I think Klay right here, it feels wrong. Like, Klay Thompson, come on, man. Like, come on. I'm not a fan.
Is your ire directed at Klay Thompson or the Warriors, or where are you at?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
A little bit of both. I mean, it always takes two to tango. You're right. Klay should be above this, but every time it feels like he does something, he just reminds us that he's still got a little immaturity about him. Like, again, this is an immature move. People have used it before as a business tactic, as a negotiating strategy. That doesn't make it not childish.
Yeah.
So... do I think it impacts the contract negotiations? Not necessarily, but I also think he's trying to let other teams know, too, that I'm not married to the Warriors. Again, if he's going to test free agency, and I think he is, this is as harmless of a message as you can send, that I'm open to all ears. Like, I'm open to all contracts. I'm open to all negotiations. It's not just me and Golden State.
I think there's a tremendous sense of insecurity when it comes to Klay Thompson. And you just see that borne out through his play. Remember, he got into that little scuffle with Devin Booker and had to remind everybody, I've won four titles. How often does he say that? Jaden McDaniels, he got into it with the player from Minnesota early this year, actually got tossed from that game. And he always talks about, you know, I'm the best. I'm one of the best. And he has to remind people how many titles he's won. He's the one guy in the Golden State Warriors that's always holding up the four rings or the four fingers. It's like, we know, man. And usually if you're secure, you don't have to tell anybody that. We know you're one of the best shooters. But it just seems as though he's having a hard time graduating into that space in life where you have to recognize I'm no longer that guy. I'm a little bit older and that I can suddenly see the finish line of my career. And some guys are very gracious when they do that, and they know how to go out. He still thinks he's 27 years of age. And there's just a level, I think, of high insecurity when it comes to Klay Thompson, and this is just another part of that. And I also think that Klay Thompson, he just gets down in the weeds, and he almost is Kevin Durant-esque, where he's willing to, if you disrespect him, regardless of who you are, he will, you know, he'll go back and forth with you instead of just saying, or at least having the inner confidence of recognizing, I'm one of the best guys. I'm a future Hall of Famer, one of the best players to ever do this. Arguably the greatest shooter that's ever lived. I got four titles. You know, the majority, 98% of these coconuts playing are never going to sniff two of these things, and just be good with that and have that internal confidence as you go about your daily life. But that's not who he is. He's somebody that has to remind you. He's somebody that if you disrespect him, he has to tell you how many titles he's won and how good of a shooter he is. There's always been sort of this overt sort of sense of insecurity when it comes to Klay Thompson, and I think this is just another very obvious example of that. When it comes to the Golden State Warriors, maybe this is revealing that there has been another initial sort of offering on the part of the Warriors, that they took down the 24 that was reported a year ago, 24 per, and they're like, listen, we're now at about 18 to 20. I don't know. We're reading into this. Maybe this is what he wanted us to do, but if you're the Golden State Warriors, you hope that this doesn't get ugly. But Clay's got to understand that we're at a point now with you being 34, you're going to be 35 next year, that we can't obviously give you 43, and we can't give you 30, and we can't give you the 24 that reportedly you were offered during last offseason, that you're somewhere around 18 to 20. And if you can't come to grips with that, if you can't get your arms around that, then we do have to part ways. The Golden State Warriors cannot buckle whatsoever. Like, their mindset has to be, we have got to lower this payroll. And Klay Thompson is no longer the same player. We can detail that. I've done this for months now. He's no longer the same two-way player. He's soon to be 35, and this is the offer regardless of what it is that you're doing on social media.
I also think the reaction from fans is interesting, too. And if you have an interpretation of it, if you have a thought on it, we do want to hear from you, 888-957-9570, because I also think one part of it, too, is perhaps Klay Thompson wanting to put a feel out of, well, how much love is there in the Bay for me? You know, how much love out there is there for me in, say, Orlando or Philadelphia or whatever team he's been connected to as a potential free agent destination? I guess I also think the reaction is something he's trying to find out. He's trying to see it all. Like, it felt like Klay Thompson was perhaps, I mean, well, Curry's in a different plane, but might have been the most universally beloved Golden State Warrior during their dynastic run, pre-injury. Because of what you're talking about, Dan, it always felt like to me, yes, Klay Thompson had some passive aggression to him. Yes, he was a guy that was, I think, I don't know, a little out of the limelight. But he always felt secure. Like, he always seemed very secure to me. One lasting image I'll always have of Klay Thompson is during the, I forget if it was the 2015 or 16 finals, but, you know, Curry's talking to LeBron and they're chip chatting, and Klay Thompson is just the one walking through the middle and saying, just play ball. Like, just play ball, man. Like, just, you know, stop talking, just play ball. This is not Klay Thompson just playing ball. Like, this is Klay Thompson trying to do something more, and it feels like he's been searching for something since he got those injuries that took away 2 years of his prime and affected the rest of his career. It feels like he's been fighting Father Time since he returned. And I don't understand why, Dan, because the first year he came back, he won a championship. And he still feels like he has to throw it in people's faces, like Devin Booker. Or one of the first things that he said at the podium after winning a championship.
Yeah, he went after Memphis.
He went after, I think, Jaren Jackson Jr. I can't wait to call that kid a bum. Like, why is your mind there? You're on top of the world.
Perfect example.
You're on top of the world, man. So this does align, again, that's why I think it's a quintessential Klay Thompson move. It does align with what we've seen the past two seasons. And in one breath, I can feel like I'm not surprised, because when I heard about it yesterday, me and Kay were out at the cafeteria having a pop. And I see it come through my timeline, like, wow, Klay Thompson just scrubbed his social media. And Ken, you were actually on the air when it happened. Like, you guys discussed it yesterday. I'm just curious what you thought, like, your initial reaction to when you see the notification from our Twitter account that goes out that says Klay Thompson has unfollowed the Golden State Warriors.
I mean, the first thought that runs through your mind is like, okay, what are you saying to us? Like, what is he saying right now? And we started checking to see if he started unfollowing other sports teams, like the 76ers, the Orlando Magic. He's not following those teams, but yeah, it was kind of like, oh, okay, well, now we were talking about Brock Purdy for a second, and it's like, nope, we got to pivot just to this. Forget Brock Purdy, forget Trevor Lawrence, forget the money.
Yeah,
we got to talk about Klay Thompson. It kind of just like was a little bit of not a gut punch, but just like a reality check. Like, oh, he wants to get serious now.
Yeah.
He's getting serious.
You know what would be the ultimate Klay Thompson move is if he scrubbed the Golden State Warriors and just randomly, it has nothing to do with anything, but then just opened up an OnlyFans account. Like, what's going on there? Like, this is making no sense. Here's what I would say, and this should not be coming from me. The last guy, not only in this room, but in this planet that's about to say what it is that I'm about to say, I'm the last guy who should be delivering this message. But You know what? Part of that insecurity, Klay Thompson, my man, you got all the money in the world. You're a good-looking dude. Go get married. Start a family. It's the same thing with Aaron Rodgers who gets into the silly stuff. It's the same thing with Kevin Durant. Redirect that energy somewhere else so you can put life in its proper perspective so that everything isn't weighed in on social media and, oh, the Warriors disrespected me. If you have something else in your life, that structure, whether it's a family and a wife, you can see things sort of properly through a different lens. And I think that lens, part of what it is that we're seeing with Klay Thompson. I hate to go down that road and get into the man's personal life, but I can't help but sort of connect the dots when you see Aaron Rodgers, also a single guy with all the money in the world, do similar type things. Kevin Durant is also a single guy with all the money in the world that also gets into sort of this back and forth and sort of an immature, childish behavior. I don't know. I think that there's something there. Again, I'm the last guy that should be providing that sort of advice to anyone, but this speaks more about the issues with the Golden State Warriors, a contract, free agency. It has more to do with, I think, Klay Thompson, a level of insecurity, and where he's at in life that he has to do something like this. It's sort of my bigger takeaway in all of this.
Well, first of all, shout out to Joe Spadoni, who just texted, I believe, from the 831. My wife scrubbed me off her social media when I forgot her birthday. I mean, that is a shot. And shout out to the great Jade Spadoni.
Wow, dude.
That's pretty funny, actually. So, I mean, it could be Klay having fun. Where I want to go next in the next part of this, I do think it takes us into a little bit the relationship between the Warriors and Klay Thompson. Because I believe that it's been slowly eroding since he feels like he got lowballed last offseason with a two-year, $48 million contract extension. That's clearly not what he wants. That clearly isn't what he's wanted all year. And I feel like this is kind of a little bit of a peek behind the curtain as to what the real root of the problem is when it comes to Klay and the Warriors.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's continue the conversation with Klay Thompson once again, scrubbing his Instagram account. What does that mean? Let us know. Give us a call, 888-957-9570. When we come back, we'll officially open up the phone lines. We want to hear from you. Do you think Klay Thompson, is this the first indicator, the first omen that he's on his way out of town? And how about from the other side of the fence, the Golden State Warriors? Are they doing him wrong? Are the Golden State Warriors a team that, quite frankly, when you think about contractually and the way they handle their players, very rarely do you hear somebody say that the Golden State Warriors, for lack of a better word, are a cheap organization. And this is the same team that gave him that $43 million and the extension, the 43 per, after, of course, they knew that he'd be unavailable for a year and a half and 2 years after tearing the Achilles and of course, says tearing his ACL as well. Klay Thompson scrubs his account. What does that mean for the Golden State Warriors going forward? Do you think he'll be in uniform when the Warriors open up the season next year? All those questions and much, much more. It's Evan Giddings. It's Jersey Ken. We're just getting started on a beautiful Saturday. Back with much more right after this on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction,
Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Evan Giddings, Dan Devone, Jersey Ken alongside. We've got you covered for the next couple of hours talking about the Golden State Warriors and one Klay Thompson, who has decided to scrub his social media account of anything that resembles the Golden State Warriors. And of course, and he knew this, and he knew that he would go ahead to the NBA Finals. People haven't talked about me for a while, and he knew by dropping this bomb that guys like us would be here in front of a live mic and leading off, as we like to say, in the industry, it leads the rundown. It's in the A block. And Klay Thompson, this is exactly what he wanted. Let's get this out there. Let's let people know that I'm disgruntled. That's the reason behind all of this. And so, well, thank you very much, Klay. And what was we thought of as being sort of a slow day before we start, you know, crushing the San Francisco Giants, we'll talk about you and the Golden State Warriors. But let's just start there with the Warriors. Ev, what is their culpability, if any, in this?
Well, I don't think they're culpable, but what I do think it does, and what I was referring to before the break in regards to the relationship between Klay and Golden State, what I think it does is it affirms, for me, Dan, it affirms the rumblings of disgruntlement. It affirms all of the rumors or the reports that we've heard over the last, I would say, year plus, again, since he reportedly received a 2-for-$48 million contract extension and turned it down immediately, and then went into a free agency season to bet on himself. Everything that we've seen and heard the last year about Klay Thompson not being happy, maybe it was his role, not feeling respected, not feeling like he's being treated like the four-time champ that he believes he is, or the Hall of Famer, all the rest, all that feels real. All that feels like reality. Because when I see someone scrub their social media, it's not because, I don't think it's because they're messing with people. I think it's because they're trying to use it as a message, again, a shot across the bow that they aren't beholden to their current employer, that they aren't locked in lockstep with their employer, in this case the Golden State Warriors. So if I'm the Warriors, I don't think they're necessarily culpable in this. The only thing that I guess they would be culpable for would be not giving Klay Thompson what he wants. But as we've discussed ad nauseum over the last year, Klay Thompson's not in a position to ask for $43 million anymore. He's not in a position to maybe even ask for $30 million anymore. He might not even be in a position to ask for $25. He might not get more money than Draymond Green. And to go from a $40-plus million player and basically slash your salary in half, especially with the rising cap and the amount of money that players are making for, I mean, if you're crying out loud, Jaylen Brown's going to be making $60 million in a couple of years. Klay Thompson, That is not your future. Your future is probably as a guy that is a shooter, can help a team in some ways, shape and form, and you're not that guy anymore. And I feel like that's a hard reality to come to grips with.
I think it's a weenie move. I think that, again, for a guy like that, a Klay Thompson, who represents the Golden State Warriors dynastic run, that I was hoping that he'd be above this. Handle it a different way. Leave it for the Kyler Murrays, the A.J. Browns, the younger players who are looking to get that first big contract to go through what is now sort of this maneuver by today's younger players in the negotiating in the back and forth and trying to get a new contract. For a guy like that, a Klay Thompson, synonymous with titles, is going to be a Hall of Famer. Again, representative of the four NBA titles of the Golden State Warriors doing something like this. I mean, look, it's not earth-shattering, right? But it's a weenie move, man. It's be bigger than that, I guess, is my initial takeaway. We want to hear from you guys. What do you think about it? 888-957-9570. We kick things off with Rich in Fremont. Rich, what do you got? How are you today?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Look, I don't think that the Warriors disrespected him. I think they did him a solid. Okay, let's keep it real. How many guys in the NBA, when they were injured, received a max deal? How many? None. Klay Thompson's the only one who did that. Okay? So my whole take is this. If I'm Klay Thompson, I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to be smart. Okay? I'm going to take whatever deal the Warriors give me, and I'm going to stay with the Warriors. I'm going to work on getting the possibility of a fifth title. Because if I do that, guess what? I'm not just cemented. I am rooted in the NBA. I'm rooted. Why? Because I stay with one franchise, just like Michael Jordan. I got five titles, and I'm a Hall of Famer. There's nothing the NBA won't do for me if I do that. Okay? Now, sure, yeah, you can go someplace else, yeah, and you can get more money. But guess what? Your career, okay, it still would be rosy because you did what you did. But if you stay with Golden State and you do what you need to do to possibly get a fifth title, you're the guy. You're the guy. No one's going to not listen to you if you do that. That's my take, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Good job, Rich. Way to kick us off. You know what Klay Thompson would say? Because you hear this a lot, that the Golden State Warriors did right by him by giving him the 43 per and the max deal after knowing he was injured. You know, Klay Thompson's initial knee-jerk reaction to all of that is, what else were they going to do? And he makes a point. Yeah. Can you imagine if they didn't do that? I mean, the Golden State Warriors had to give him that contract. It's not as though, I mean, imagine the Golden State Warriors had they lowballed him after the injury. Like, that wasn't even a possibility.
Yeah, and also, I think it would have been different, for example, if the Achilles tear didn't happen successively. I mean, you couldn't foresee that he would work his way back from his ACL tear and then tear his Achilles. That's why the two injuries in a row are so catastrophic. And Clay's right. Like, the fact that he's been able to come back from that and play as much as he has and contribute as much as he has probably is something that's never happened before. We may never see it again. But that doesn't take away from the fact that you're still declining as a player. You're not what you used to be. And so we, as the Golden State Warriors, cannot compensate you as the player you once were. We cannot pay you like you are the best two-way player in the world anymore, which is what he was at the time of his ACL tear. That's why he received a max deal, because the Warriors still thought that he could give them very high level of production. Still one of the greatest shooters ever. But he's not that anymore. And so I don't know if it's necessarily about the scrubbing of social media for me, Dan, because you're right. Like, it's childish, it's immature, it's a weenie move, it's all of those things. But I just think it still, I don't know, kind of lets us in a little bit to how Klay Thompson perceives himself, which is having the leverage. And I don't think he does.
Yeah, so again, just when we think about the Golden State Warriors giving him the extension after the injuries, I'm going to defend Klay a little bit on this, in that that's not benevolence on the part of the Golden State Warriors. That's not the Golden State Warriors acting in good faith. The Warriors had to. Like, the Warriors' hands were tied. There was nothing else that they could do. You had to give him, because he earned it. He earned that extension. It's not about the Golden State Warriors being this franchise that gave him an extension where the majority of other teams would not. No, he deserved it, and any other team would have done the exact same thing if they were in a similar position. So on that one, Klay Thompson, you're absolutely right. Oh, Austin in San Jose, let's get this thing going. Austin, I've been waiting for you, my man. Let's hear from you. What do you got on Klay Thompson scrubbing an account, my man?
What's up, A?
Yeah, I'm going to say this first and foremost, man. You know, we all love Clay and what he's accomplished. I think we can say that and then go the other way and say, okay, now let's get into what's going on now. And it's layers to it. Number one, for me, this should not be a surprise. I've been watching Clay from a distance in his actions. You know, everybody talks about Draymond and you know, some guy's car doesn't work, it's Draymond's fault. Some guys on the team's having problems with his girlfriend, it's Draymond's fault. So we've kind of got to the point where everything that goes wrong with the Warriors has been Draymond. Well, beneath the surface, I don't think Clay has been a great teammate over the last couple of years. I think that even when Poole was here, you know, Thompson had resistance. This year was pretty apparent. I mean, it came out this week that the guy went nuts when he was relegated to the bench, and I don't think he ever accepted that. Even though he acted like he did, I don't think Clay Thompson had accepted being the sixth man off the bench. I don't think he'll ever accept that. So I think those are just realities. I do think that the Warriors tried to get ahead of this whole thing by offering him the extension to 2 years at 48. I think they wanted to get ahead of it and avoid what's going on now. Unfortunately, Clay Thompson's camp, he has a right to not accept it. But I think now we're at a point now where Clay wants more. And if I'm Joe Lacob, I got to believe somewhere in Lacob's mind, he thinks he made him a fair offer, guys. And it takes me back to the Harrison Barnes thing a little bit, where Harrison Barnes years ago was offered a contract extension, totally different circumstances, but he turned it down, and we know what happened. So I'm wondering out loud if this is a kind of indication of this thing could be going in a direction that people maybe never saw, that Clay Thompson could be playing someone else. And the final thing on that is if Clay Thompson can get $30 million or whatever from someone else, fans should say, okay, good. You know, wish him good luck. We've got four titles with this guy. I don't think the Warrior fans should be going crazy because Klay Thompson decides to play elsewhere, guys. That's kind of my take for Saturday. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Austin. I can't see him playing for another team. I just can't. And to me, this is the first piece, once again, in this chess match between him and the Golden State Warriors, along with him and his agent. They've made the first move on the chessboard. And it's the first move to come back to the Golden State Warriors, believe it or not. I cannot see him again playing for another team. And what he's going to have to do is eat crow and come back for a deal. I think it's going to come around 20 mil on the high end, and I think he'll be in a Warrior uniform. And quite frankly, all of this is going to be, it's going to be forgotten, but it's going to be somewhat embarrassing if you ever to bring this up. Like, Clay, really? You scrubbed your account and you're back with the Golden State Warriors? We knew you were going to be here the whole time. Your thoughts, can you realistically see him in Orlando or Philadelphia in a New York Knicks uniform next year?
Not if he's smart. I think the best place for Klay Thompson is Golden State, because if he re-signs with the Warriors, this unfollowing, this scrubbing, it's a nothing burger. It's water under the bridge. But if you leave, then it does become something. I also don't think that anywhere else Klay Thompson can be Klay Thompson. I'm talking about the person. I'm talking about the player. This is his home. And you're right. I do think it's eventually going to end up with him eating crow in regards to the amount of money that he probably wants and the amount of money that the Warriors are willing to give him. I don't think that scrubbing his social media makes Joe Lacob look at him differently, makes Mike Dunleavy look at him differently. They've known Clay for 12 years. I mean, this is a guy that, to Austin's point, the Bay Area knows and loves. That's also why it is a weak move. That is also why it is a childish tactic, is because if you do have that kind of support and love from a fan base that you will know nowhere else. One thing that I find hilarious is people talking about Clay being able to just go to Philadelphia or go to New York. Dude, those markets would swallow him whole. Could you imagine in Philadelphia the next day, if Klay Thompson went 0-for-10 in an elimination game, he would be lambasted. He would be roasted on a spit and then spit out by the sports media town that is Philadelphia. I'm serious.
Ben Simmons line too.
You could make a case that we're easy on Klay, because I guarantee you if he did that in another major market, in which he doesn't have a connection to. If you go somewhere else, you are no longer the four-time champion you are to the Warriors. You no longer get the benefit of the doubt when you perform poorly. Because if you are a free agent and you go to a destination to help them, you're expected to help, not hurt. And so if Klay Thompson doesn't have a great season next year for, I don't know, Orlando or Philly or wherever he goes, he's not going to get the benefit of the doubt of a four-time champion, I believe, that he would get here. Yes, people have come down his road. Yes, he feels like fans have turned on him probably more so than ever before in his career. But there's still a contingent of fans. There's still a contingent of loving fans that will always have that reverence for Klay Thompson. That will be ride or die for Klay Thompson, even if he has a poor season or a poor game. And to me, if Klay Thompson's smart, he does everything in his power to stay in Golden State because Klay Thompson doesn't go anywhere else and have the same kind of emotional impact on those communities.
I think there should be sort of this edict that if you're over the age of, say, 32, and you have made as much money as, say, a Klay Thompson, and you've won titles, that it should be disallowed for you to scrub your account or do what it is that he did. That you got to handle this thing like a man. Like, this is something that's relegated for, yeah, Brandon Ayuk, a Kyler Murray, an A.J. Brown. You're looking to get your first big free agent deal. You're still in your early 20s. You're still proving yourself. But at age 34, four championships, you're Klay Thompson. You're cemented as one of the greatest. You're synonymous with titles. Come on, man. Come on. You should be bigger than this, man. We shouldn't be talking about it. But I'm with you. This means nothing at the end of the day because I do think he's coming back to the Golden State Warriors. Spencer, Oakland, California. Spencer, what's on your mind, buddy? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. I think this is, you know, I look at Klay Thompson as a cerebral guy, right? He likes to get out on his boat. He likes to meditate. You know, he likes to get a clear headspace, kayak, whatever the case may be. I really do think this is much ado about nothing, but, you know, maybe he just, and I also just want to state, I don't think he scrubbed his account. Of course, he had somebody else do it. And I just think this is like, okay, let me just clear my mental space. Let me just get away from things. Let my agent do what he's got to do, and just be Klay Thompson. And honestly, I kind of, you know, whatever he ends up doing, I'll be more than happy for him with all that he's done for Warriors basketball, for the Bay Area in general, all the titles. I'll be more than happy for him. I think I don't think there's really anything that Klay Thompson could do that would make me upset with Klay Thompson. I really don't look at it in that way. I just look at it as he's going through his process. And whatever that process does or wherever it takes him, you know, God bless him and thank you for the journey. I honestly feel like this was gone and done a long time ago, like a couple years ago. And we've been kind of coming down and cruising towards like a soft landing for a while. And I think most Warrior fans recognize the dynasty is no more. And we really have to find a new way to get it done here. And, you know, I think the Warriors front office kind of knows that, too, which is why we're seeing what we're seeing. So, love Klay Thompson. Nothing he could really do that would upset me. This is really much ado about nothing. And I really do think it's just Klay being Klay. Let me clear my headspace. Let me kind of just go be in my zone. And if he does end up on the Magic, you know what? I'm going to be a Magic fan, except for when they play the Warriors. Just because I love Klay Thompson that much, and I wish him nothing but the best. I hope he goes over there and puts up 25 a game and, you know, is amongst the leaders in three-pointers and in the league again. So if that's what happens. So, you know, if he comes back to the Warriors, fantastic. I would love that too. But either way, you know, much love to him, and I wish him nothing but the best and nothing but happiness in his life because he deserves it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people echo that sentiment. Ev, what were you going to say?
No. He kind of got me thinking about the whole idea of, you know, Klay kind of resetting. Because I do think that is something like, what do you give me for this? I don't know. Kay's not back there, but it feels like this is his millennial meditation, like a millennial meditation, because Klay Thompson is somebody that, well, so is that.
Wait, now, why are you turning to Jersey Ken about meditation? Are you kidding me? This guy hasn't meditated a day in his life.
What do you? Come on. All right.
My brain is always scrambled. So yeah, there's no way.
No, but that means you need meditation.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is actually, I feel like this is a great case study right now. Because Clay Thompson, I feel like, has had his brain, it feels like it's like scrambled. It's felt scrambled the whole year. So what's a better way to reset and just, I don't know, go on a boat, be out there, get off social media, unfollow the Warriors, get them off your timeline, get rid of these pictures, than to just scrub your social media?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing we were talking about yesterday on Willard and Dibs is like, you know, Willard made the point of like, this guy is in his head more than anybody else. And for him to go on social media and do that, you're like, okay, what do you really want to say to us? Like, why can't you just come out and just say, hey, this is what I want? But by doing that, you're kind of, again, you're sending almost a mixed message, even though you're saying, you know, there needs to be a negotiation process and this is how I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I think that, again, I just get back to the fact that he spends so much time, because this is a calculated move, that things like this, it's very similar to Kevin Durant clapping back with fans. Aaron Rodgers does this annually. It's three men in their mid-30s that have all the money in the world, but really don't have a lot of structure outside of basketball. I hate even going down this road, and who am I to pass judgment on someone's personal life? But there is a connective tissue here that, you know, get married, man. Spit out some kids and redirect a lot of that energy so that all of this makes sense, and you're going to be so, you will recognize how fortunate you are to do what it is that you're doing, and that you're with a team like that of the Golden State Warriors, who essentially, for the most part, have done right by you. And I think it makes this transition maybe a little easier. Let me ask you this, Ev. This, just think about this. If he does go to Orlando, you know how this is going to end. He'll play in Orlando for what, maybe a
couple
years.
Yeah.
He's going to look like, it's going to be so odd seeing him in a Magic uniform. And then, you know, it's going to be the one wart on this brilliant career. It's almost as bad as Joe Montana in a Kansas City Chief uniform. Jerry Rice was rocking the Seattle Seahawks uni. It's, now, I get it. Football's different.
Olajuwon in Toronto.
They were forced out of the San Francisco 49ers to a certain degree. But this is just, you don't want to do this. Just step back, be big picture for a bit, because this has happened not only here locally, but you're right. Olajuwon, you can go down the list. It's just going to be an ugly ending to what should be not only a brilliant career on the court, but somebody, again, that was beloved by so many people. What do you got, Kim?
I was just going to say, do you think he wants lesser of a role? I mean, I know he got benched with the Warriors, you know, early in the season and all that, but and then eventually became the starter again. But like, if he goes to a place like Orlando, I don't think he's going to be the number two guy there. He may just be the third guy there. And even in a place like New York or Philly, like if the New York Knicks were to take Klay Thompson, I'm not looking at him as one of the top guys for us.
If he goes to Orlando, I believe he becomes the second highest scorer on the team next to Banchero.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's going to be looked upon as being
Wagner, maybe.
But Wagner, I think, was like at 16, and Clay comes in at 17, and Banchero was just over that, like maybe 18 and a half a game. So he's sandwiched in between those guys. So he's going to be thought of as a guy that is like, even though I think anybody that watches him on a nightly basis clearly sees that this guy is now a role player in the NBA, but a team like that of Orlando, I think, is going to put him into a situation where, listen, we need your 17 a night in order to be competitive.
Well, I think to Ken's point, that's the bigger part of this in regards to Clay. It's I don't think it's necessarily just about money. I don't think it's necessarily just about his destination. I think it is about him wrestling with his basketball mortality, that he is no longer a featured player in the league. Like, not just on the Warriors. He might have to come back and go to the bench. In Orlando, he might be the third or fourth. You know, I just feel like it's that he's wrestling with more so than all the other things. And in regards to his social media scrubbing, you know, I think it's just a subtle message that I have options, that I don't need just the Golden State Warriors. And I think he wants to be here. I think the Warriors want him here. But with Clay, to me, the question that I have is not why'd you scrub your social media. It's what kind of basketball player do you think you are? Or not in a derogatory term, but what kind of, like, how much do you think you have left in the tank? Because if you don't have much, and I don't see that you have much, I can't feature you like you're the second best player on our team anymore. I can't have you taking 25 shots a game, because that's going to hurt us. That's why I still feel like the best place for him is with the Warriors. It is as a sixth man, and I think that's how he can proverbially ride off into the sunset. Going to Orlando, I mean,
it's going
to
be ugly.
Seeing Patrick Ewing in a Supersonics jersey is just dumb. Like, seeing Olajuwon in a Raptors jersey is stupid.
Yeah, and speaking of Patrick Ewing, also played for the Raptors as well, did he not? Or the Magic? I'm thinking the Magic.
Maybe it was the Magic.
Yeah.
you can't even remember. I mean, like, these, and I know Ewing didn't win a title or anything, but to their team, the franchise players, to me, at all costs, should try and remain there. Now, is Klay Thompson what's best for the Warriors in the grand scheme of things? That's debatable. A lot of fans don't feel like he has much left. He can help this, he can help that. But what is best for Klay Thompson is to keep his wagon hitched to number 30 and number 23. Those are his guys. And that's why I want to see him retire with.
Yeah, and I think that if you're going to do it, you got to tear a page out of the script from Tom Brady. Go to Tampa Bay, as ugly as that is and as painful as that was for New England Patriot fans, and go win a title so that you are proven right at the end of the day. But Klay Thompson ain't winning the title with Orlando. It's going to be ugly, and we all know that. And Klay Thompson is not going to be the quarterback of a team like that of Tom Brady. So, you know, if you're going to do it, be Tom Brady. But he doesn't have there's nothing that's presenting itself where he has the opportunity to be similar in terms of what Tom Brady was able to accomplish in his last dance in winning a championship with another team. All right, we continue. We're going to continue with the Klay Thompson conversation. I do want to talk about the Golden State Warriors and Klay Thompson as far as the negotiations, and enough of this passive-aggressive crap. That and much more. It is Evan Giddings, it's Dan Avone, and Jersey Ken back right after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.